PT and the Big Show, and from Ballarat Sportsman's Club, Mark Bosworger. Good morning to you.
Good morning, PT. How are you?
I'm very well. This is your last chat with me as president of the club.
Yes, as president, it's the last official chat.
Yes, you get 2 years at it, and then the mantle is handed on to someone else.
I have, and I've gone down as the president that did the least amount of dinners, thanks to very much to COVID.
Surely.
So I'm down in the 60-year history as the... Yeah, probably the worst performing president.
Sure, no. Surely they can grant you an extension and give you another year. Well, COVID's got to pay a price, doesn't it?
They possibly could, but our VP, Bruce Tweedale, is biting at the bit to jump in the seat.
Right.
We'll
let him have a crack. We'll let him have a crack. Next dinner at the Ballarat Golf Club, of course, coming up on what date?
Ed Weir, next Wednesday night. So and today week, Ed Weir, the stall gift winner.
Jewel winner at
correct.
This year's stall gift. A rare feat indeed. Just if you didn't capture the event, here's the 23 seconds of this year's stall gift run.
Set! So Paul got a good start. Ed Weir got a flyer and he goes up to lead, followed by Baird, then Ireland and Hove. Houlihan coming at him. So it's Weir. Paul fighting back. It's going to be close. Ed Weir hanging on. He won best dressed, and now he wins the gift. It's never been done before. Third final, finally gets the win.
Ed Weir, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
How's it feel to relive that 23 seconds?
Look, to be honest, is there an echo happening, or is it just me?
People have been telling me that all morning. We've been struggling with our phones again today, Ed, and I really apologise for that. I don't know how I can help you out there, because it's something our technician's been looking at. Is that a little bit better?
I think it is. I'll push through anyway. The video on YouTube you just played, I think it's got about 8,000 views. To be honest, I reckon I'm about 1,000 of those. Watching it over and over and over again just to make sure it actually happened, and I think it actually has.
It's quite phenomenal. And the fact that you won the double, that's never been done.
Yeah, look, it's pretty ambitious to attempt the 120 gift and the 200-metre double in the same carnival. Six hard runs over 3 days is, like I said, definitely ambitious. One of my mates actually looked up and went through the history books to see, if it's ever happened before. And I think the last time was 1904.
Wow.
So, not the first time, but definitely first in a long time.
Yeah, and I noticed one thing when I watched that video back, there were two empty lanes, and of course there were three attempts to get the gift underway, and there were a couple that pulled out. Did it upset you mentally to go through a false start, then trying to get another start, and then third time lucky?
Yeah, look, I think I was pretty mellow all weekend. I wouldn't say, extremely focused and OCD about everything, but I think I was just in a better mindset than I have been over the past, two or three attempts that I've had at the gift. So I tried not to let it faze me. I had to just treat it like any other run. I've run and raced, hundreds of times before, and I tried not to get overwhelmed by the occasion of stall. And I think, it just paid off in the end.
So given you did the double and completed the double, what was your training like prior to? Did you up your training or did you change it in any way or did it just stay the same?
Yeah, look, COVID obviously impacted. No gyms being closed. And, all the naughty areas like pubs and clubs and all those things being closed over the winter as well. So I didn't really have too many distractions leading into the season, which really helped. I kind of worked on my fitness, my back end of the race, that kind of longer work, over 150, 200, 300, just to really finish off the last 20 metres where I've kind of fallen apart previously. So if anything, that was probably the difference to previous years. Obviously, I'm getting a bit older now. I'm 33 next month, so... Speed and racing doesn't come as easy as it used to when I was in my early 20s. But, just working on those one percenters and those areas of weakness that I've traditionally had, work in the end.
Yeah, and it took you about, what, 10 years to realise this stall gift dream? Because back in 2011, I think, if memory serves me, you were a runner-up and you missed out by like a hundredth of a second or something.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. But yeah, look, I think I did everything right on the day. I ran as best as I could and, you know, as sport is sometimes just beaten by a better athlete. So, yeah, look, it was heartbreaking and disappointing at the time. You know, and the way handicapping works and all that sort of stuff, you don't normally get another crack for another 3 to 5 years after. So just kept plugging away. You know, my passion for the sport and athletics kept me going. You know, there were a few times where I thought about giving it away, but stuck at it. You know, there's nothing else I was going to do on the weekends. And, yeah, eventually got it.
What they say is patience is a virtue, Edware.
Yeah, patience and persistence.
Absolutely. You're going to give it a crack next year?
Look, I'll be there. I don't know how kind the handicap is going to be to me. look, there's obviously different races on the in the carnival as well. It's not just a gift. We'll find something, I'm sure.
Edware, stall gift winner of 2021. Great to have you on the show this morning and look forward to seeing you next week in Ballarat, chatting at the Ballarat Sportsman's Club. And good luck for the rest of your career, my friend.
Appreciate it, Paul.
Edware, stall gift winner. And Mark, a great get for a special guest speaker at the Ballarat Sportsman's Club dinner.
Yeah, it will be. It's going to be a very interesting night, and I know there's a lot of athletics crew coming to have a listen. So, yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
All right. Seats available?
Yeah, there are. Tickets are $55, a three-course meal and some drinks, or two-course meal and drinks, I should say. If you contact 0448-366-037, that's Bruce Tweedale. He can help you out.
And, of course, we'll get all those details up on the webpage of 3ba.com.au in the not-too-distant future. Mark Bosberger, congrats on 2 years of being El Presidente, and enjoy a little bit of a rest.
Thanks, PT. We'll do.
And we'll talk to you soon.
We will.